This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. Hey, Mike Relliford. How you doing?
Good, good. Yourself?
Good.
All right. So, sorry about all the phone or email tag.
Yeah, that's fine.
No worries. So, here's where we're at. I don't know if we're allowed to finance equipment as a down payment if your vendor is giving you financing on the rest. This might be impossible because they might have an interest in the equipment. They might say that that's their equipment. You know, if you put the money down, it's one thing. But if we finance it, that's our equipment. And the whole thing is, what are they going to do if you don't pay us and we go repossess the equipment? Or say you don't pay them, then we're in a sticky situation. Does that make sense?
Right.
So what I would be clear with them is I'd ask them, like, hey, look, are you guys – I'm getting financing for this down payment. I'm financing this equipment. Is this something that can be done? I think that's, and I don't want to like cause any difficulty. Obviously we want your business. I just don't want to cause any problems in funding and understand the transaction. That's step one. Step two is this. This is a Canadian vendor. We are not allowed to pay on your transaction, your program. We are not allowed to release any money before shipment. So that's another issue.
Okay.
I'm sure you feel like you're going into a boxing ring and I'm just hitting you, and that is not the intention at all.
Right.
But, and I'm not trying to laugh or be, I'm trying to be serious. I know it's frustrating, but the one vendor you provided, the guy, you know, didn't really get back to us. The other guy's Chinese. We can do a Canadian vendor. We just can't pay until delivery. And here's the reason why. There's a lot of vendors that, or I've had experiences with video game vendors, I can tell you, and arcade vendors where a customer went crazy. He said he thought he got junk, and this stuff does happen. And obviously, if you don't pay, we're going to ask you to pay us. But if this equipment's junk, we can go after a vendor and say, hey, look, Mr. Vendor, you have to deliver? Oh, okay, you're not going to deliver? All right, we'll see you in court. You know, there's a responsibility for them. The huge issue is when you talk about an international transaction, it's very hard, and it's very, very difficult, and the legal costs are just so through the roof. That's why we're not allowed to pay before shipment.
Okay, I got you.
So that's what I would think. It kind of is. That's like kind of my idea.
What would be a scenario we could do with this?
With this specific vendor? Well,
right.
The first thing is you got to get a call. You got on the phone with this vendor. I can too, but usually it's best for the customer. I'd say, hey, number one, if I finance this, like, can you give me a financing total? Can I finance this equipment and pay you per play? But are you guys going to put a lien on this equipment? If you're putting a lien on this equipment, there's nothing that can be done. That's the first avenue. I don't want to cause like any gray area stuff for you. It's not, you've dealt with some dicey characters with working capital, correct?
Right.
I'm not going to do that to you. I won't push a deal through and put you in a bad spot. It's not what we're supposed to do. So I'll be transparent with my funding department and say, "Hey, look. This is the deal. This equipment is 80 grand. The customer is getting it for 38 and the rest is done over a per use time. Is this acceptable?" If they say yes, great, then we're good to go. If they say no, then I can't do much. But I think it's very important for you to reach out to the vendor and A, make sure that they're not putting a lien on this equipment, and B, that they are okay shipping this equipment to you and getting paid on delivery.
Okay. Will you find out on your end with it?
Do you want me to call the vendor?
No, I'm saying, because you just asked me, you just told me you got to find out from your people if you're able to do this.
Yes, absolutely. I'll find out and say, hey, if this scenario is true, can we do this? Absolutely. Absolutely.
And actually, I think.
But you understand the issue, correct?
Right. I understand where you come from. And then it might be to where, because there's no delays, and even with him, because we know this here is going to be something that's going to, you know, generate a lot of income for our place. And it might be to where my mom can get the money and go ahead and pay him for this. And then when it's delivered, then will y'all just give me a check back?
Correct. So there's just two separate issues. Okay. Yeah. Understood completely. Understood. Yeah. That issue, that's pre-funding. So that's one issue. The other issue is, can we do the scenario? I'm going to find out.
All right. Find out. And if it's good to go, then I can get my mom to do that, so there's no hiccups there, and then as long as I know you guys will, once it's delivered, you know, you'll cut me a check, then, you know, we'll be fine with that.
Cool. All right, I will find out. I might not get an answer today. It might be first thing Monday morning, just as an FYI.
That'd be fine.
Thank you, sir.
All right,
bye. Bye-bye.